The current exhibition at the Converge Gallery on 4th Street in Williamsport is the creative brainchild of internationally acclaimed Australian pop artist Johnny Romeo. Called the LA Residency, LA here standing not for the well-known California city, but rather local access. The LA Residency is an exciting new community art project that showcases some of Pennsylvania's leading artistic talent in a completely new and forward-thinking way. The exhibit opened on First Friday in Williamsport and will remain open until November the 25th. The LA Residency brings together an eclectic lineup of 12 Pennsylvania-based artists, each representing a distinct and electrifying voice within the contemporary Pennsylvania art scene, from the surrealism of Mark Luffney and Liz Parrish to the pop collages of Matthew Rose. A firm believer in supporting emerging talent, Johnny Romeo also hand-selected works from local college and university students that are featured in the show. During his recent trip to Pennsylvania, Johnny Romeo stopped into the WVIA Williamsport studio to talk about LA Residency and how it came about.
It's just so wonderful to come back to a community where you feel that you're a part of it, you know, and you feel that you are assisting the growth of arts in the area, you know, and I do it and I enjoy doing it, and as long as I can, I'll keep coming back.
How long are you here for on this trip?
It's only a short trip. It'll be in total just under 2 weeks. We've got a few big projects that we're working with, and as you know, last year was a successful year in the sense that I was able to curate a show for a prisoner, an incredible artist from a prison in Dallas, and that came about because of our conversations the year before. And so last year was a very, very successful year for the gallery and for myself. So this year I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I wanted to engage local artists and bring some of their work into the gallery. It all came about in 2014 when I was in New York and Banksy had his residency. And I remember Banksy selling artwork on the streets for $25. And in one of the days that he was there, he announced in the newspaper that it was his work that was being sold and that he had done it. And so the prices jumped incredibly. Made me think, you know, and I remember galleries in New York that were then being inundated with calls from customers who had purchased these stencils on the streets of New York that were trying to sell them. And so the value went from $25 to $100,000, $200,000 for a Banksy work. And there were a few galleries in New York that actually bought them. Started making me think about art and about the brand and people's brand and people's names and prices. And do collectors buy art mainly because of a name? Do collectors buy art mainly because of a price tag? And if I was walking past a flea market and I saw a Picasso work on a stand, would I recognize it? And would I be able to single it out as being a Picasso work? But more importantly, would I buy it? And they're the kind of questions I was thinking, and I'm putting myself into an audience's sort of viewpoint. And I thought, you know, what a great concept. Could you imagine if I was to invite 14 artists, local artists, and some not local, some very famous artists, friends of mine, some very well-known artists as well. If I was to invite them and if I gave them a format that was the exact size for everybody, and that's what I did. And if I gave them the paper and I asked them to produce works that were 10, 15 to 30 minutes in duration, and it had to remain anonymous, it couldn't be signed, would audiences be able to engage with the artwork, and would they be able to do it without the baggage of reputation and names? And so that's essentially what I did. You know, I got some comic book covers, plastic sleeves, and I got paper cut to size, to the size of the comic book front. I sent each artist 10, and I asked each artist to complete them sort of very quickly. I wanted them to not write their names. I wanted it to be very gestural. I wanted it to be intuitive, and I wanted it to be very raw. And I didn't want them to spend too much time on it, and I didn't want them to put their names or anything that suggested who they were. So I've got 140 works from 10 artists. in the gallery, but I've also then workshopped schools. So I've gone into schools and workshop kids, and I've got works from them. I've got works from students from Lockhaven University as well. I've got a work from a six-year-old, and it's all going to be sort of mixed up. And so the audience that walks in is going to really, really, really connect with the work through their gut instincts and their intuition. I want it to be a very liberating sense of, you know, looseness and urgency in the way they produce. So I put a time limit on 15 to 30 minutes so that it wouldn't eat up too much of their time. But I wanted them to work in their given sort of process, and I wanted it to be spontaneous, and I wanted it to be immediate. And I really wanted audiences to be able to develop their own sense of the value of what they're seeing. And I didn't want them to be swayed by reputations or market prices. I just wanted it to be a really, really audience-driven experience. You know, you're the audience, you make a decision. So I'm excited by it. I was doing some workshops yesterday with some kids at Williamsport Area High School. They're excited to be exhibited in a show with artists that are very well known. There are artists that are doing some amazing, amazing things across America that will be in the show, but you won't know who they are. You're just going to have to come and try to pick it out yourself. The exhibition takes place at Converge Gallery. Converge Gallery, you know, in association with Hive Publishing, has released a book that commemorates 10 years of my career from, you know, my start until the current day. It's a 170-page book. It's a hardcover. There are essays in the book, and there's a cross-section of work from my early works in 2007 to, you know, my current works now. So that's coming out, and that's called Plastic Fantastic, and so that's released as well. And also, myself and my assistant are painting a mural with kids that I've selected at Williamsport Area High School. So we've got a mural in place, a 15-metre mural that's taking place. So it's all on, and it's all exciting, and it's all about involving local artists. It's all about involving local kids, and it's about involving the community. It's great.
Johnny Romeo speaking about the latest show at the Converge Gallery, LA Residency. LA Residency stands for Local Access. LA Residency was curated by Johnny Romeo, and it brings together an eclectic lineup of 12 Pennsylvania-based artists. The LA Residency can be seen at the Converge Gallery, which is on West 4th Street in Williamsport, until Saturday, November the 25th. Many thanks to Johnny Romeo and to John Jogodinski of the Converge Gallery.
And thanks to you, Fiona Powell. The LA Residency through November 25th at the Converge Gallery in Williamsport, West 4th Street. For more information, on the web, convergegallery.com, convergegallery.com.